We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready, and remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast. Festival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
WWPR FMHD1 New York.
And iHeart Radio Station.
This is your wake-up call.
Wake the fuck up.
The Breakfast Club. The show you love to hate. From the East to the West Coast.
DJ Envy.
Angela Yee.
Charlamagne Tha God.
The realest show on the planet.
This is why I respect this show, because this is a voice to society.
Changing the game.
You guys are the coveted morning show, but y'all earned it.
Impacting the culture.
They wake up in the morning and they want to hear that Breakfast Club.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
He and the mother... He and the-
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. It's Monday.
Yes, it's Monday. Beginning of the work week. Back to the work week.
And the holiday season is officially here. It's okay to say that. You know what I mean? After Labor Day, the NFL has started. We're officially in the holiday season now, y'all. We're in the end game now, guys.
I wouldn't say that.
Definitely.
No, 100%. That's October.
Well, if you don't believe that the NFL season, you know, begins the holiday for so many, then you're silly. But it does.
This even is a time when I have to watch when I call my man, because I know the game is on and he's not
absolutely
paying no Sunday attention. I always got to look at the schedule like, all right, let's see.
Who's your team this year, Yee?
I didn't pick one yet. Who should I do?
I don't know.
What team should I do?
What's your man's team?
That has nothing to do with anything. I pick my own team every year.
You'll pick his team this year.
Nah, I don't. I want to pick my own. I want to pick a team I've never picked before.
That is disgusting.
Maybe I do the Bills?
This conversation.
Bills does it crazy. Feel like a good year for them?
It looks like a great year for the Bills.
All right, it's my team this year. Who plays there?
Who plays there? My goodness gracious.
You can't just team hop like that.
She does
every year I do.
She's done it for 13 years.
The Bills are good, though. I mean, the Bills are one of the teams people picked to go to the Super Bowl this year. They did look good.
Well, good. That's my team.
The Rams.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, it's you and Griselda. You and Griselda riding with the Buffalo Bills.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Well, shout out to everybody out in Detroit. Of course, I was out there. My strain was released over the weekend in Michigan, so shout out to all the stores out there that carry the strain. We had a great time going from dispensary to dispensary. Shout out to Stickies, the Flower Bowl, Herbology, House of Dank and Jars, and the House of Mary Jane. Shout out to all those dispensaries. We were dispensary hopping, and then my daughter's birthday was Saturday, so we celebrated at American Girl, and boy, was that a long party.
Well, did you have some of your strain to help you through it?
No, I actually didn't. But you know, American Girl, so first you eat at the cafe, and then they, you know, have like a tea at the cafe. And then after that, all the girls get dolls, and then the dolls have to get their hair done, which takes a long time, and toes and nails done. I didn't even know that the dolls could actually get their hair done, and toes done, and nails done, and clothing. Then after that, the dolls went to something else, and then it was long. But
sounds like a great horror movie.
It was a horror movie. That's what it was.
No, I mean like those dolls. What is it called? American Girl?
American Girl, yeah.
American Girl dolls are so far from horror.
But that's what makes it great.
Yeah, still, other than the fact it's not a lot of black ones, but
they get more. They get more and more and more.
They have a few. They don't sell them like in London or Paris or nothing.
I don't know if there's American Girl store. I don't know. I'm sure there is. I mean, it's so big for young girls.
Because they're American. Why, if you're in France, do you want an American Girl?
I don't know. I never thought about it like that. But anyway, they had a long. It was a long party, and they had a great time.
Thank you, so ask when you're high.
Yeah, shout out to everybody that at American
Did
Girl.
I
long
American
party.
Girl in Dubai.
I don't know. But let's get the show cracking. Front page news. What are we talking about?
Since y'all are talking about football, let's talk about Dak Prescott.
Okay, we can start there. The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, WNBA Finals, Game 1. The Aces beat the Sun 67-64.
Dropping the clues bars for Asia Wilson and the Las Vegas Aces. South Carolina's own Asia Wilson.
Now,
go get that chip.
Also, NFL, let's start off, all right? The Eagles beat the Lions 38-35. The Bears beat the
Eagles look great.
49ers. The Dolphins beat the Patriots. Colts and Texans tied. Ravens beat the Jets 24-9. Chargers beat the Raiders 24-19. Vikings beat the Packers 23-7. The Steelers beat the Bengals. The Browns beat the Panthers. The Saints beat the Falcons 27-26. Commanders beat the Jaguars. The Chiefs beat the Cardinals. The Giants beat the Tennessee Titans 21-20. And Monday Night Football, the Broncos take on the Seahawks. How did your Cowboys do, Charlamagne?
We lost. I mean,
that's nothing new to you.
Not only did we lose, we lost Dak Prescott for like 7 to 8 weeks. So, you know, we didn't look good last night when Dak Prescott was in the game, and now he's out for several weeks. So we'll definitely be picking in the top 10 next year. Definitely.
So this is not a, we're going to make it to the Super Bowl year for you?
I mean, I could say that, but, you know, there's no need.
Okay.
We're definitely going to be in the, we'll definitely be picking in the top 10 next year.
All right.
All right, initially, Dak Prescott thought he jammed a finger. He didn't think it was serious, but then he went for x-rays, and there's a fracture. So it looks like you guys will be going with Cooper Rush as your starting quarterback starting next week.
How's Cooper?
Oh, Cooper sucks. I mean, he came in last night. He was there in the fourth quarter last night. He just sucks. I mean, listen, we'll be picking. The Dallas Cowboys, my squad, will be picking in the top 10 next year, but I'm still going to enjoy the season.
Okay.
Because that's what we do.
All right. Poor Boo Boo. What else we got, Yeezy?
Well, President Joe Biden commemorated the 21st anniversary of the attacks on 9/11. There was a remembrance event Sunday at the Pentagon, and here's what he had to say.
21 years ago, 21 years, and we still kept our promise. Never forget. We'll keep the memory of all those precious lives stolen from us. 2,977 at Ground Zero in New York and Shanksville, where my wife is speaking now in Pennsylvania. 184 of them here at the Pentagon. And I know for all those of you who've lost someone, 21 years is both a lifetime and no time at all.
All right. So, again, we have to offer up our condolences. I know a lot of people lost loved ones during 9/11. Horrible, horrific time. 21 years. Princeton University will be covering the cost for students whose families earn below $100,000. And they'll also be given $4,050 each school year for books and personal expenses. They expect that will affect 25% of the student body, about 1,500 students, because of this change. Those families will not have to pay anything.
Oh, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm. And this all follows last month's announcement from President Biden to cancel up to $20,000 in federal student loan debt for eligible borrowers. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your front page news.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now get it off your chest, 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, phone lines are wide open again, 800-585-1051. Get it off your chest. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Let's go.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're man
or blessed,
say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
Carter from Jersey.
Hey, Carter, get it off your chest, bro.
Nicholas Bay, what's going on?
How you feeling?
I'm all right.
What's
Angela
up?
Yee? Oh, my God, I love you some Angela Yee. She is so beautiful.
What's up, boo? How you feeling on a Monday?
I'm feeling good, you know what I mean? My Giants won, Cowboys lost. I'm just enjoying the day.
Hey. Oh, shut up.
Enjoying my morning.
Ain't it a glorious morning?
For the sideline. Saquon Barkley, ain't he healthy?
What? Don't he look good?
Yeah, he look good.
Oh, my God. He look almost as good as you. You hear me?
All right, you feeling good today. We'd love to see it.
You having a good day
good.
Today.
I just want to give some shout-outs to some black-owned businesses. You know what I'm saying? S&J Warehouse, A&H Trucking, Smoother Systems, Dispatching, Lumen Logistics, another trucking company.
Okay.
My man, Bad Little Tijuana. If y'all never been to Little Tijuana in Newark, it's the best number one right now.
What
yeah,
is
absolutely.
That?
That's Newark. It's in Newark, New Jersey. It's I go there all the time. It's amazing. The food is great. Everything is great there. So shout out to Little Tijuana's.
Yeah, everything.
Okay.
Yeah, it's my man Bebe spot. Yeah, it's amazing.
What up, Bebe?
Thanks for putting us on.
Yeah, I'll take you there. Shout out, Bebe.
He said he want to take you there, Yee.
All right, let's go.
Say no more. Y'all enjoy your morning. Hey, y'all, man. It's going to be all right, King. Just remember, you're a black king at the end of the day, but y'all trash.
Man, shut up.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, good morning, Evie. How are you?
How are you, brother? What's your name?
Mide, how you doing? Happy birthday, by the way.
Oh,
very late birthday.
Thank you, Mide Virgos. What up? Shout out to all the Virgos out there. What's going on?
What's up, Olamide?
I don't get it. Hey, how you doing, Yee?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good. I have to plug my boy's business, Jet Lag Forever. Everybody's been supporting so far. So everybody get your piece of Jet Lag wear. We got new coats coming out, new jeans, everything like that. So JetLagForever.com. Everybody get you new bread and get you new swag.
Well, it's almost coat season.
Oh, it's like, what, a couple months, you know, before it gets cold?
Yeah, now's the time to get your coat.
There might be a couple of weeks to it. Looking.
It depends with climate change. You know what I mean? You never know when it's going to actually get cold.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, Big Chocolate the Toe Sucker. How we doing, family? Toasted Almond Toes. Envy, how we doing, my brother?
We haven't spoke to you in a long time, man, and it was feeling good.
No, I ain't been locked up, man. I know this is what you're about to say.
Nobody
but listen,
said
ain't
that.
Nobody said nothing about you being locked up.
My envy usually says that when you don't call for a while. So listen, two quick things. I am tired of Snoop Dogg in these beer commercials, Corona beer commercials, on the beach with socks on. Snoop, nobody wears socks on the beach. Stop trying to hide your ugly toes, but Charlamagne liked them. Listen, two, Angela Yee, we need more black women on nighttime TV. We need you in a talk show, right?
Okay. I'll be up here, though.
Right, so I figure if Comedy Central can give half a brain Charlamagne, peanut brain Charlamagne, a TV show, we've got to give you a TV show, right? I'll be your first guest, and I'm going to sing to you in French. Now, when you hear the word Moshu, Moshu means my little cabbage. So I'll sing Moshu, Moshu, I'm crazy about you. Playing with your toes is all I want to do.
Okay.
Sound good?
No.
Cabbage. Yeah. What kind of nickname is my little cabbage?
Big Chocolate, you need to register as a sex offender just in case. Just in case.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up.
Wake your ass up.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is T. How you doing? Good morning.
Good morning. Get it off your chest.
So I just have a question. So I just found out last night that the state of Illinois is going to kick off this SAFE, S-A-F-E-T, letter T law in January.
They get rid of all cash bills.
They're calling it a purge.
Which sounds crazy.
Well, that's, no, that's not what they're calling it.
That's what people online are calling it, the purge.
Yeah, that's what the internet is calling it.
Yeah, so I read the article on the Baller Alert, and it's like 12 million words. I need someone to simple it down for me. What exactly is going to happen? Is that going to be, do you guys predict that it's going to be all throughout the state, or
no?
They're
actually doing away with the cash bail system, which means suspect charged with certain felonies like second degree murder, aggravated battery, and arson will be released without bail.
Hate crimes, drug induced homicides, all drug offenses, delivery of fentanyl, trafficking cases, those are not eligible for detention unless people prove by clear and convincing evidence the person has a high likelihood of willful flight to avoid prosecution.
Yeah, that sounds crazy.
Yeah, so they're saying 400 criminal defendants will be released back into the community. So anybody with those pending charges that's in jail right now, they'll be let out.
And this law was actually passed in 2020, and so this is going to be happening January 1st now.
Insane. That doesn't even make sense. But we'll talk about it more next hour, I'm sure.
Well, yeah, it's been a lot of people asking to get rid of the cash bail system. But this seems like an overcorrection.
Absolutely. I don't even know who put this together. Who just said, okay, well, this sounds like a great idea. That doesn't even make sense. But we'll talk about it next hour.
Mm-hmm.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you could call us up right now. Now, we got rumors on the way, Easy.
Yeah, and let's talk about the Atlanta Falcons and Rotimi. What do those two things have to do with each other?
Why they do my guy Rotimi dirty like that, man? All right, we'll get to that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Shout out to Rotimi, too.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey everyone, I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with a Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
Opportunity is not equally distributed. To every Black entrepreneur listening, I want to make sure you have the tools and resources you need to grab your next opportunity. That's why I'm telling you about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 Black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million Black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being Black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive 120-day free trial at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
It's about time.
What's going on?
Rumor report. This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, this felt like a tremendous opportunity. Rotimi was able to do the Atlanta Falcons promo, Rise Up, and that's the anthem for the Atlanta Falcons. Now, he posted a reel and he captioned it, the new Atlanta anthem at Atlanta Falcons, Rise Up. And then once it started to go viral, a lot of people were upset. Listen to it.
Red, black, and white, yeah. We gon' rise up. ATL, that city. We go higher. Red, black, and white, yeah. We gon' rise up. We gon' rise up. We gon' rise up.
Now, it's not necessarily about the song. People were upset that Rotimi is from New Jersey.
The song sucks, too.
It's kind of catchy. But I was in here singing it. We gon' rise up. But there's a lot of artists in Atlanta that people felt like, why would you use somebody from New Jersey?
Rotimi might be a Falcons fan, though.
He's not, because he was rooting for the Giants and the Jets yesterday, looking ridiculous on Twitter.
But now, T.I. posted a video saying that he was frustrated. He posted a group photo of Atlanta rappers like himself, Jeezy, Ludacris. It said, yo, Atlanta Falcons, this is what it's supposed to hit like. Y'all need some help, hit us. Jermaine Dupri also posted a video on his Instagram speaking about the new anthem and told the city of Atlanta that he would do his best to help restore the feeling.
Hey, salute to my guy, Rotimi, but people got to learn to say no to things, because everything isn't for you. Sometimes you got to say no to that check. Like, Rotimi's not from Atlanta. He's not a Falcons fan. So he should have just said no. Like, no, that ain't for me. Give that to an artist in ATL. Like, that's just common sense.
All right. Well, shout out to Ro Timmy. But
what up, Ro Timmy?
He gave him a hard time.
Giants
on social
media. Won, no, Ro Timmy.
All right. Now, Ari Spears recently was on his Spears and Steinberg podcast, and he was saying that he fears his career is over. Here's what he had to say.
As much as I'm nervous, as much as I, in the back of my mind, because I already felt like my career was over before all this. I thought I was blackballed and my shit was over. But I always said I felt like I was one thing away from the turnaround. But now with this, I'm almost certain that Tombstone is written. But something, and maybe this is me being naive, but from the day my mother had my back and groomed me into this thing called showbiz, I believed everything she said. I believed every word. I believed she's the reason why I'm here. So if the woman whose body I came out of says I'm going to be all right, I'll be all right.
Ooh, all right.
Well, he must mean as far as the corporate side of Hollywood, because, I mean, you know, he's been doing stand-up for a long time, right?
Yeah, long time. He's
remember
yeah.
when he was on, what was that show?
Mad TV.
Yeah,
way
Mad
back.
TV. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Ari Spears is a legend when it comes to New York City comedy, so he'll stay in the comedy clubs. But like you said, maybe in show business.
Yeah, he must mean the corporate side.
Corporate
of
side, yeah, maybe that, yeah.
All right, now let's talk about Diddy. He has a new business venture that's coming, and he is looking for some help.
And my mission and my purpose is to do whatever and play whatever role that I have to play into saving the black race, number one. I'm coming to win. I can buy Disney for us, okay? So if you are one of these unicorn executives, please send me your resumes and your portfolios to godswork@combsglobal.com. I'm doing the biggest human resources investment from the top level of CMOs to COOs to general managers down to creative directors. God, I beg you, I beg you, I beg you, please to send me some like-minded, like-frequency individuals that want to change this world.
What's the business?
I mean, I guess he's just trying to make a change. He already has Revolt TV, so.
Wait, well, he's asking for people to submit resumes, but what are they submitting resumes for?
I guess he wants the next top executives.
Well, folks going to want to know what the pay is going to look like, because Diddy has the reputation for not paying people. And the folks, he sounds like he's looking for, going to want more than just the opportunity to work for Diddy. They're going to want to know what that check look like.
Now, do you mean not paying artists or executives?
I mean, he has the reputation for not paying people. So, yes, it is artists, but, you know, that translates to people.
Because I do know people who worked for him that had pretty good salaries. I will say that.
But that's inside information. I'm just talking about to the outside looking in, to the general public, because that was a wide casting for the mm-hmm. general public. To the general public, people think that he don't pay folks.
Yeah. I'm just still trying to figure out what's the business venture.
Well, maybe he's not sure. Maybe he wants people to pitch to him, like Shark Tank.
You know what I mean? Like, you want all these people to work for you, but what are we working? What are we doing?
Maybe he wants some ideas and some pitches.
Yeah, we did just play a clip. I didn't hear the whole video, so maybe he did explain exactly what he's looking for in the whole video.
I would hope they would play the part where they tell what type of job they're looking for.
This is the Breakfast Club.
You're
you
right.
know we don't.
Well, he said he wants, like,
you're
a new Disney.
Right. You're right. Touche.
He said
you're
he what?
You didn't hear him say, like, then like Disney, we could own Disney and all of that?
Oh, I heard him say that, but when I heard, I thought no, you were not on Disney. that's all I'm simply trying to say. I thought he said that, but I was like, you don't got to add that kind of lie to your motivational speech now.
I thought he would say that in the future.
I get what he's saying.
Like, we could get enough to buy Disney or be
able to
as Disney.
Do something like that.
But as big as Disney, that's what I thought it was. I didn't think he actually said he wanted to buy Disney. But I thought he said we could be as big as Disney.
All right. I mean, I think he's looking for content creators, designers, creative web development, just any type of executives that have ideas to bring to the table, integrated media managers, social media managers, all of those things.
Well, once again, people going to want to know what that pay look like. They're not going to be doing that just for the opportunity to work with Diddy.
Yeah, and I'm sure it also depends on what level you're at, too. You know, if you're a top or if you're up and coming. You can apply and see and have that discussion.
Okay.
All right. Well, that is your rumor report.
All right. Thank you.
Hey, and salute to everybody in Atlanta, too, man. I was in Atlanta this past Friday at the HBUC at the Met. Salute to my guy, Louis V. I was out there with Stacey Abrams. You know, she's running for governor of Georgia. So I moderated a conversation with her and civil rights attorney Francis Johnson and the good brother, 21 Savage. So salute to everybody in the ATL. All
right. Yeah, I saw Louis V this weekend, too. I was in Atlanta doing some stuff with Revolt. So shout out to them.
Did you get paid?
Sure did.
Okay. So just making sure.
Did he pay well?
Yeah, I'm not mad at how, certain things. I wouldn't say that everybody doesn't get paid, but, they get a lot of good advertisers that can help put that bill.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, that is your rumor report.
All right. Front page news next. What are we talking about?
Well, let's talk about this Safety Act, that Safety, Accountability, Fairness, and Equity Today Act in Illinois. People are calling it the purge.
All right. We'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
The brand new Galaxy Z Flip 4 is finally here. Capture hands-free content from every angle with Flex Mode. The sleek, foldable design lets you make your device conveniently compact. Visit Samsung.com to order your Galaxy Z Flip 4 today. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. WNBA Finals Game 1. The Aces beat the Suns 67-64.
Dropping the clues bombs for the Las Vegas Aces. South Carolina's own Asia Wilson. What's happening? Go get that chip. Go get that title.
Now, the Eagles beat the Lions 38-35. Bears beat the 49ers. Dolphins beat the Patriots. Colts, Texans tied. Ravens beat the Jets. Chargers beat the Raiders. The Vikings beat the Packers. Steelers beat the Bengals. Browns beat the Panthers. The Saints beat the Falcons. Commanders beat the Jaguars. The Chiefs beat the Cardinals. My Giants, New York Giants, beat the Tennessee Titans. Drop a bomb for the Giants!
Hey, salute to Saquon Barkley, too. Saquon Barkley is back.
Yeah, he was doing his damn thing. And then Monday Night Football tonight, the Broncos take on the Seahawks, which is going to be a great game, all right? All right, Russell Wilson, of course, starting quarterback, used to play for the Seahawks. Now he's playing for Broncos.
Don't disrespect my Dallas Cowboys, even though we lost yesterday.
No, how'd you do?
My Cowboys played the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We lost. I think the final score was 19-3, if I'm not mistaken.
It wasn't
19-3, right? Or 19-6?
It was 19-3.
I don't remember.
19-3.
Dak Prescott is out for like
6 to 8 weeks.
Several weeks.
Yep.
Yeah, so safe to say the Dallas Cowboys have been eliminated from the 2023 NFL playoff contention.
So you're not going to say y'all going to the Super Bowl this year?
I mean, I could, but I'm not going to be delusional about it.
You're delusional every year.
No, that's fine. I've seen enough to know. I've seen enough in that first game to know what the rest of the season is going to look like.
Good. I'm happy you said that. All right. What else we got?
All right. So everybody's talking about Illinois right now and the elimination of cash bail that's going to start on January 1st. People believe this will have wide-ranging consequences throughout the criminal justice system. So criminal suspects will be detained before trial only in the case of forcible felonies that are non-probational or unless they are considered a flight risk or a danger to someone in the community. So some violent crimes like robbery, vehicular invasion, driving under the influence causing death and second-degree murder do not qualify under this law. And so a lot of people are up in arms about it. They're calling it like a real-life purge. What's happening. But, people have been talking about cash bail reform for quite some time now. And some people believe that just because you don't have the money to post bail, that doesn't mean you should have to sit in jail because people who do have the money to have cash bail will be able to get out.
Well, yeah, I mean, it sounds terrible until you realize you've been living in a state that's been doing that. Like Jersey eliminated cash bail in 2017. So I'd like to know the similarities between, what Jersey does and Illinois does because, Jersey has a system in regards to eliminating cash bail and it just gives the judge the choice to hold or release defendants awaiting trial based on whether they're flight risked or not or whether they'll reoffend. And prosecutors got to show clear and convincing evidence that they should be held while awaiting trial. So I don't know. I just got to see the similarities between Jersey and Illinois because it sounds terrible.
And no, it sounds absolutely positively terrible, especially some of the crimes that they were saying that could possibly have no cash bail.
Like trespassing is an example that the Grundy County Sheriff Ken Barley is raising concerns about. He said, today I can arrest him if you sign a complaint for trespassing, but January 1st, I'm not going to be able to do that. The law says I have to write him a ticket and leave.
I agree with that in regards to trespassing, though.
It depends.
I mean, something like trespassing. I think what we're talking about is the more violent offenses, like the aggravated assaults and the
kidnapping.
Second-degree murders and the kidnapping and stuff like that. In regards to things like trespassing, yeah, I agree.
It depends what they're trespassing for, because anything could be considered trespassing in certain things. If somebody's on your property, it could be considered trespassing, and I don't want them to come back on my property. But if you just give them a ticket and then they can walk around the block and come back up, yeah, that's a problem. A lot of it is a problem to me. And, yeah, you're talking about aggravated battery, aggravated fleeing, arson. arson, so you could set something on fire and just walk away.
But let's be clear about what this is, though, right? Because no cash bail does apply to every jurisdiction. But what they're saying is that it's not fair that some people get to be free because they have money and other people have to stay in jail. So in other words, if you would have got a cash bail, there's no cash bail at all. Judges can still keep suspects that they feel are dangerous locked up without bail.
Yeah, that's what I just
said. So you can still do that. So it's not saying none of these people are going to be able to stay in jail. If they feel like you're dangerous, if they feel like you're a flight risk, they still will keep you locked up without bail. Yeah, yeah. But if you're able to, but if they would have given you a cash bail anyway, now there's no cash bail. So what that does is separate people who would have paid and been able to get out, you know, previously, and then there's some people who only stay in jail because they don't have the money. Mm-hmm. So now that's not a concern.
I mean, yeah, that's what I just said. I mean, that's why, I mean, Jersey's been doing this since literally 2017. So it's really up to the judge's discretion, like I said earlier and like you just said, G. So,
well, let's open up the phone lines and get your opinion on it, all right? 800-585-1051. Again.
And also, too, I don't know if y'all looked through the whole Safety Act, but there are some great things in regards to police reform, especially in regards to the use of force and, you know, complaints and misconduct of police, a lot of police provisions. There's some interesting things in there.
All right, so what do you think about what's going to happen in Illinois January 1st, 2023 under this new law? After being charged with some of the crimes listed like aggravated battery, kidnapping, robbery, second-degree murder, threatening a public official, burglary, arson, a drug-induced homicide, after being charged with those crimes listed, those arrested would be released without bail pending a court date. What are your thoughts? 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit. Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk.
get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just join us, we're talking about what's going on with Illinois. What's going happening with Illinois, Yee?
They're eliminating cash bail. So no matter what, by the way, judges still have the right, though, to hold you, but there's just no cash bail. So it doesn't separate people who can afford to pay from people who can't.
Okay, 800-585-1051. We're asking, what's your thoughts? We can start in the room.
Honestly, I think that I don't see a problem with it. I think the way that it's being, the people who are against it, the way that they're presenting it is making it seem like if you kill someone, you can get out on bail. That's not correct. True. If you're still considered a flight risk, if you're still a high risk person, or, you know, the judge doesn't want to let you out, they still can hold you. The difference is if you would have gotten a cash bail, now you are able to get out without having to pay cash. And I always thought it was unfair that people who had money were able to get out on bail and be at home and comfortable, while people who just didn't have the amount of money to get out and couldn't afford to had to sit in jail. So it really affected, you know, people with lower incomes a lot more than other people.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, we currently live in a state that does that. Well, Envy and I do. I mean, Jersey's eliminated cash bail for a majority of cases. So I would just like to see the similarities between, you know, this and Illinois. And like, you know, I said earlier, and like you just said, like, the judge still has the choice to hold or release defendants awaiting trial based on whether or not they think that the person will reoffend, or whether or not they think that they're a flight risk. And prosecutors have to show clear and convincing evidence that, you know, the person should be held while awaiting trial. So, I mean, I think it sounds worse than it actually is. And if you actually look at this Safety Act, the Safety Act has some really good things in it in regards to police reform. So, I don't know. Just got to see how it plays out.
You know, I wonder, when you speak to law enforcement, or you speak to the DA, they say they have a lot of a hard time keeping people in prison. They say a lot of times people who commit crimes are released the next day and they're never really charged, whether people don't want to press charges on them. So they're arrested, but they're never charged. So they keep coming in the system and right back out the system and able to do the same crimes over and over and over again. They feel like a lot of times there's no penalties. And that's why you get a lot of these people that do these crimes are repeat offenders.
Yeah, and I think judges, I know this sounds crazy to say because, you know, this is the injustice system that we're in, but I think judges, you know the difference between somebody who committed a petty crime and somebody who actually needs to still, you know, be in jail. Because you hope that a law like this prevents Khalif Browders in the future.
Correct.
Where somebody ends up going to jail for 3 years for, you know, something that they should have just, you know, been out for, waiting to go to trial.
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's your name, man?
This is Doogie. I'm in Chicago.
Hey, Doogie. What's your thoughts, bro?
What's good? This is the first time I'm calling in. I want to set the record straight on this whole thing. First off, I know that everybody's seen that video that's going around with that guy talking about this whole Safety Act and this and this and that and that. Let me explain something to you. First off, this is hyperbolic MAGA scared tactics, because this is an election year. All of these people in the collar counties, Grundy County, Will County, all of that, Southern Illinois, they hate Chicago, they hate Democrats. So they're actually spewing misinformation and scaring people to not vote for our governor. I'm going to explain something to you. This bill has been passed in 2021. All of a sudden, they're making a big, huge whoop-de-doo about it? Come on now. So check this out. There's a lot of good things in here. Let me see here.
Okay.
No, there's a lot. You're right, especially in regards to complaints and misconduct and use of force by police officers. And there is some good things in this bill.
And let's not forget, people are presumed innocent until they're found guilty. So you still have to go to court, go to trial. And so it's just a difference of whether you're free until your trial or not. And if you're not considered a flight risk, a lot of times people do get bail.
So let me explain. In Cook County, so if you had a minor minor charge, like say you're stealing clothing or stealing some liquor, whatever, and you couldn't afford a $100 or $1,000 bond, you were sitting in Cook County for 2 or 3 years before you got tried. So now the judge has discretion to say, if you're a threat to society, you sit. If you're not a threat to society, this is a petty little crime, you're free to go. This bill also bans chokeholds, mandates body cameras by 2025, anonymous complaints towards officers, rights for pregnant prisoners, mandatory minimums can be waived. There's a lot of good things here. Also, when, say, you're involved in a crime and, say, like you're going to carjack somebody and they shoot somebody and kill it. Now, you were charged with first-degree murder. If your partner got, if your partner was involved, they got charged with your partner's murder. That's eliminated.
That's right. Some good, and they add reporting of officer dispatch to mental health crisis or incidents. They make confidential mental health screening and counseling for officers.
So
there's a lot of good. There's a lot of good things in this bill.
Yeah. So it doesn't seem as bad as it was put out there.
Right. They're making it seem like it's we're gonna just free everyone.
Right. Okay. 800-585-1051. What are your thoughts? Let's talk about it. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Call me.
Add your opinion to the Breakfast Club topic.
Come on.
800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. If you just joined us, we're talking about what's happening in Illinois. You want to break down what's going on, Yeezy?
Yeah, right now in Illinois, they have the Safety Act. It's legislation that's going to overhaul the state's criminal justice system. They're getting rid of cash bail.
So we're asking 800-585-1051. What are your thoughts? Hello, who's this?
Yo, it's Keith from Brooklyn, you heard?
Keith from Brooklyn, you heard? What up?
Yo, what's going on? So I wanted to talk about the topic about the no bail reform. No, I think it's a stupid idea. We're actually doing that, dealing with that right now in New York City. A lot of people are exploiting the whole no bail reform and getting away with a lot of crime.
Okay, explain what you mean. Like,
that's exactly what I'm saying. They're getting away with a lot of crime. It's just like,
I don't believe that's the case, man. You, like I've been saying all morning, like Jersey eliminated cash bail for a majority of cases, you know, a while ago. So I'd like to see the similarities between this and Illinois, because once again, it is up to, you know, the judge's discretion whether or not, you know, he releases defendants, you know, based on whether or not they'll reoffend, or based on whether or not he thinks they're a flight risk, or and it's up to the prosecutors to show convincing evidence that they should be held while awaiting trial. So I don't think it's the free for all that y'all making it out to be.
It's not just the no bail reform. It's the stuff that goes into it. It's just the whole name of it. Like, for instance, like that kid that was like 16 years old and he like beat up that cop in the subway and then like was able to just like get out on ROR. That's crazy. Like, he should have just...
I know that does happen a lot, especially in New York. They've been saying that a lot of people are committing these crimes, or they committed numerous times, and when they get locked up, they just come right out. There is no bail, and they come right back out and able to commit those crimes again. And they're saying a lot of criminals actually know that. They know that if they get locked up, they'll be out.
How much resources? Because that's when I wanted to say something to Charlamagne, because Charlamagne said that, oh, well, why don't we put more resources in the community? It doesn't matter how much resources you put into a community. If the community ain't ish, it's not going to be ish.
That's not true. You know why I tell you that's not true? Show me the...
Jay-Z invested a lot of money in Marcy Project, and I'd be over there.
I'm talking about the billions of dollars. I'm talking about the billions of dollars the billions of dollars they have to put into these police forces, to militarize the police, you're not going to sit here and tell me that if you put those same billions of dollars into a community and you provide kids proper mental health services, you provide kids an opportunity to learn a trade, you make the schools better, you're not going to tell me that if you do that from the beginning of these kids' lives, you're not going to have better communities. I refuse to believe that.
Hello? And I also think it's just not fair if there's two people committed the same crime, one person gets out because he has the money to get out, the other person has to sit for 2 or 3 years.
That's definitely not fair. Definitely not fair. Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Marco. Cincinnati.
Marco, what's your thoughts, Marco?
Now, I think that this don't do nothing but give all criminals the green light to go ahead, even though they've been doing it in New Jersey and things like that. But I think you got, if you're a criminal, you're smart. You got smart criminals out here that'll know their way around this, that'll say, okay, if I know I ain't got to pay bonds, then I'm going to get away with this. Because most judges use this as a slap on the wrist. Like, okay, we'll just give them bonds because we know they can't pay it. But now, what about there's no bond? Now look at how the rate just gonna go up over time.
I mean, look, if somebody's a risk, like we said, they still will have to be in jail. The judge can still say you're not getting out at all. It's only about money. The difference is money.
Well, I guess what some people will push back on that with is they'll say, well, there are a lot of people who have reoffended, and you can look at their records and see that they have reoffended, and they still benefit from the no cash bail system. So maybe they'll say that judges aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing, because judges should be looking at their record and saying, no, this person does have the ability to reoffend.
Because at the end of the day, it's still the judge's discretion to decide that, whether they're going to give you a bail or not.
But that's my point. Some people feel like judges might not be doing their job.
Well, they need to do their job.
Yeah, you can look at a person's record and see whether or not they're reoffending. Because like Envy just said, like there's a lot of times you'll see something happen and then you look at this person's record and be like, well, why was this person even out?
Yeah, but a lot of times these people weren't convicted. Like, I know for a couple of people who, especially like, robbing cars, they'll be stealing cars and it'll be their first offense. And the reason it's their first offense is because, one, they were never prosecuted. It was dropped down to a misdemeanor or something very small. Or the person whose car they stolen, they never went to court because, one, they don't have the time, or two, they got their car back so they don't care. So like in a couple of cases, if you Google a person's name, you see that they got arrested 7 times for robbing robbing a car, but they've never been convicted.
So you're saying they should look at the arrest record and not the, the criminal record?
Not the convictions?
I mean, you just don't know. I mean, but yeah.
The criminal record have the convictions on there. The arrest record will just have the arrest.
Correct. I mean, I don't know. But, the whole idea is we have to make these streets safer. These streets are nasty. They're disgusting. And we got to do something because our kids are dying at alarming rates.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't feel like it deters criminals. I'll tell you that. Because most criminals are so for the moment. In their mind, they got immediate needs. So I don't see how this deters folks from doing crime if they feel like they're going to be right back on the street. But like we've been saying all morning, it's up to the judges.
Right.
It gives judges latitude to hold or release defendants to wait in trial based on their risk of flight and reoffense. And the prosecutors got to show with convincing evidence that they should be held while awaiting trial. So it's really up to the judges and the prosecutors to do their jobs.
All right, well.
Yeah, because imagine you didn't do something, you get arrested for it.
That's true. I mean, yeah.
And now you got to sit and wait because you don't have money to get out.
That's not fair. That is absolutely positive.
It's just not a perfect system, and I don't know what is.
There is none. That's the point. There is no perfect system.
All right. Well, we got rumors on the way.
Yes, and let's talk about Ray J and Kim Kardashian and Kris Jenner. I mean, things went crazy over the weekend, and we'll give you the whole breakdown of how this all got reignited.
All right. We'll get to that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. It's
spilling the tea. This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
All right, break it down, girl, because I want to know. Break it down.
Well, Ray J is fed up, okay? He is tired of this, and he is letting y'all know everything that really happened. Now, I feel like we all already knew that Kim Kardashian and Kris Jenner masterminded this whole sex tape.
They did?
I mean, that's always been something that's been in the news, but now he has the receipts. And what triggered Ray J in the first place? Because I saw some people saying, well, why is he even bringing this up now? This is old news. Well, it's a couple of different things. On the Hulu series that the Kardashians and the Jenners have, there was a whole thing about this second sex tape and Kanye retrieving the tape. Listen to this.
Traveled to get something for Kim.
You went all the way to LA to get something for Kim?
Mm-hmm.
You were something else. What did you get?
Well, that's what she wants to show you.
So Kanye flew home last night, and he came back this morning. He got me all of the sex tape back.
Oh, my God.
And
blue home got my computer was on the hard drive. And I met up with Ray J at the airport and got it all back for me.
Oh, Kim.
Oh, my God.
That's amazing.
I know Kanye did this for me, but he also did this for my kids. I want to shield them from as much as I can.
Thank you for Kanye and for his unbelievable way he does things.
That's so romantic.
And Ray J also shared text messages of him and Kanye planning to meet up to hash everything out. And Kanye says, Wax said you had a tapes in a safe. And he said, I'm assuming you know the full story from 05, right? How it happened, who broke the deal, who put it all together, etc. You had the full picture, right? You have to know that to understand all what I'm, what he's doing out of respect. Mm-hmm. So he posted those messages between him and Kanye before they met up. Now, in addition, he also did not like seeing Kris Jenner taking a lie detector test on the Late Late Show.
What? Did you help Kim release her sex tape?
It's okay. No.
True. Of course it's true.
Thank you.
Of course it's true. All right. Kylie,
oh, I
here
like
we go.
That.
So you're saying
that up.
You're saying the lie detector test is cap.
Well, Ray J said that. That person's not even a real...
Envy, shut up.
No.
I don't know why you doing this.
I meant to this.
Confusing people.
Ray J posted, this is the guy they had give Kris Jenner the lie detector test. The network should be ashamed, and you should too. Y'all getting sued for playing with the truth. And so here's Ray J talking about how that lie detector test was fake.
Like John Rogan. Google, what his name?
Grogan.
Google John Grogan right now. Look what pops up. First thing that pops up is how to beat the lie detector test. This is a fraud. He don't even have a fucking license. He using somebody else's license. No more, dog. Like, no more, dog. I don't need your fucking money. I don't want you to call me and try to stop me. Like, I want to sue you. I want to sue every network. I want to sue the dude that did the lie detector test, the host, because the host didn't know. He doing what he thought was facts. So now all of y'all owe because y'all putting out false narratives of stuff that's completely not true without me being able to defend myself.
This is getting good.
So this is all what triggered Ray J, by the way. It was that Late Late Show with James Corden. It was that Hulu series with the Kardashians.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kanye posted this message, this text message that he got from Kim Kardashian, allegedly, where Kim is saying to please stop mentioning her name. She said, tell him to please stop mentioning my name. I'm almost 67 years old, and I don't always feel great, and this stresses me to no end. Well, Ray J left a comment and said, what about my mom, Kris? You tell people false stories about me, making the black man look horrible for your gain. You introduced me to Steve Hirsch. You masterminded everything for your family and tried to ruin me at the same time, SMH. You don't think all mothers get stressed? Are you special, huh?
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Now, Ray J also went on live and let people know it was about to go down.
I don't know what the f*** you think this is. You have f*** with the wrong black person, period. Oh, no, you done f*** with the wrong one. I was just going to handle this legally, right? And just hit you in court and just get what I'm deserved from all of y'all being foul and trying to defame me, trying to make me look bad. When you know what's up, I'm having them send everything I got. We going through receipts tonight, Kris. Mm-mm-mm. We going through receipts tonight, Kim. Everything that I got, I'm going to let them see.
Mm. Now he also posted.
There's more?
Yeah, there's plenty more. Ooh. Okay, he went on Instagram and he let them know that it's foul at the highest level. He said, F this being just racist. This is wrong to do to anybody. You think you can just F people over and get away with it forever? That's where you are wrong. I represent God's army, and now it's about to be an easy win on you devils and con artists. You stole all that money from my mom and sister, over $800,000, and you had to pay it back because you were guilty and the judge ordered it. You tried to bury that just like you're trying to bury me. Now, here is Ray J talking about the sex tapes and the deal that they did, allegedly, with Steve Hirsch, because he had the receipts. He had the whole entire screen pulled down to let people see on the screen all of his receipts.
Kim Kardashian got her handwriting and her fingerprints all over my contract. When you look at the two, when you look at my signature and you look at her signature on my deliverables, that say sex tape number one, sex tape number two, and guess what? The third sex tape or the second they've been trying to play me on, they call Santa Barbara Sex. Her mama made us go shoot it for safety. She watched the motherfucker and said, hey, we're going to go with the first one because the first one is better. It gives my daughter a better look than the second one that I made y'all go do. But you watched it and made a decision. And then you get on whatever show you was on and take a lie detector test with a fraud.
Wow.
I mean, there's a lot going on. Let's skip down to this sex tape contract.
Sheesh.
Because he wants people to know that she made money from this. She didn't sue Ray J for it. If she felt like it was something that was leaked, why not get sued? Here is what Ray J had to say about that.
There go the sex tape contract. That's my handwriting. That's it, right? This is the sex tape full contract. So that's my handwriting. Here's what happens. Kim is rushing me. Her mom's rushing me. Let's get this done. Come on. Like, let's get it signed. Kim's with me while I'm signing my contract. She's like, hurry up, babe. Matter of fact, I'll go ahead and help you. I'm going to sign your deliverables for you so you can just rush it through. So Kim signs the deliverables, exactly what we about to sell to Vivid. It's her signature. I mean, it's her handwriting. Giving Steve, giving him the right to sell it. Like, here's the deliverables, and look who signed my deliverables and was in the room. Look who was in the room with me.
Whoop.
Yeah, Ray J is clearly explaining that to a new generation, because our generation definitely knew that all parties involved had to sign off on this. Like, you can't do a deal with a company like Vivid for distribution without all parties involved signing off.
Now, is this the first time he showed the contract, though, with the signatures?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand why the Kardashians...
A lot of people didn't believe that, though. A lot of people believe the Kardashians. Absolutely, positively.
Well, I'm sure.
I mean, she did a whole lie detector test.
Yeah, a lot of people believe her.
Now, Ray J also talked about being single and how this has actually affected him.
Like, I was going to chill. I was just going to sue y'all and I stay shit. And I just kept feeling like, y'all, like, no. F***ers already don't f*** with me anyway because of that shit. Like, I'm single now, but, like, if a girl wanted to, like, if she wanted to, like, send me her pictures and shit, right? So I could look at her. They don't even want to because they think I'm going to put the shit out. You know what I'm saying? I talked to the homegirl, Keisha Cole. She like, man, I didn't forgive you. I forgot about it or whatever, but you my homie. But I always had this dark thing about what you did. So it always made me hesitate on like really f***ing with you because of the morals behind the overall situation. Nah, we going to clear this shit up. Because when I show her all the facts, she start crying like, man, I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God. Ray J hasn't gotten a good nude in years because of the goddamn Kardashians. That's what he wants y'all to know.
But it
I
does,
haven't gotten a good nude in years because of the Kardashians.
It does go to show you, though, a lot of people didn't believe him. Even, you know, like yeah, you said, he's trying to holler at Keisha Cole. She's like, no, I ain't sending you no nudes after what you did.
A lot of people didn't believe it. A lot of people rolled with the Kardashians.
Well, I don't understand why the Kardashians will continue to lie and say that they didn't mastermind the whole thing when it can clearly be proven. And I mean, them masterminding the whole thing, it just makes them look more genius.
Is there any
more? You know, so I don't even know why they would continue to lie about it.
I mean, it worked out for them, right? I'm sure they wouldn't change a thing.
Probably. And I understand why Ray J would pursue a lawsuit. And if there is money to get, I hope he gets it. But it's not going to hurt the Kardashians in any way. Like, all drama is great drama for the Kardashians. Just another storyline. They'll get a whole other season out of this. At least 3 episodes.
No, 2 more seasons on this one, boy.
Nah, not 2. Maybe like 3. But and we already know the Kardashians going to monetize this in some way.
Yes.
So I hope Ray J gets to monetize it as well.
Any more, Ye?
For now, no, because we got to go and pay some bills.
All
right. Get ready for Donkey of the Day.
All right, Charlamagne, who are you giving that donkey to?
Oh, man, 4 after the hour. Let's talk about people really knowing how to emotionally hurt other people. We'll discuss.
Did y'all see them sending the flies at Ray J, too, while he was live? They sent flies at him.
What you mean?
Oh, you didn't see the
No,
live?
I didn't see it.
Listen.
What the f*** was that on my face? That was a bug, huh?
Yeah, that was
like a f***. I ain't never seen a f*** like that. Damn, that Kris Jenner and them trying to send everything at me.
Yo, shut up, AJ, man. Donkey of Days
up next. They sent bugs at him. I never seen such a thing.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
When it's time to get with someone special, the best way to do it is with Magnum Large Size Condoms. That gold foil wrapper is a badge of honor, and it means you're protected. And you take care of things with comfort. Accept no substitutes. Bring the pleasure with the gold standard. Magnum Large Size Condoms.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the 5-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Charlamagne, say the gang, dunk it other day.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit it with the heel.
Yeah, it's a Breakfast Club, bitch.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Ed Sheeran, Donkey of the Day goes to Joseph Oberlies. He hails from the beautiful state of South Carolina. Dropping the clues bombs for South Carolina. Okay. The Low Country, to be exact. This looks like Mount Pleasant. He is 33 years old, and he was arrested last week Thursday for first-degree burglary and the destruction of human remains. He is being accused of breaking into his former girlfriend's home and hurting her. Not physically. No, this sick bastard decided to hit his girlfriend where it would really hurt. I'm talking psychological, emotional warfare to the 10th power. Okay, if this man's goal was to emotionally ruin this woman, oh, he exceeded. Let's go to Live 5 News for the report, please.
A man is out on bond this morning after being arrested in connection with a burglary investigation Monday night. Joseph Oberlies is charged with first-degree burglary and destruction or removal of human remains. Officers say Oberlies entered the home of his ex-girlfriend and damaged her flat-screen TV. Police also say Oberlies took the ashes of the victim's child and threw them in the trash. The incident report shows that Oberlies says he was, quote, blackout drunk and does not remember when asked about damaging any property.
Evil. Evil, evil, evil. This is pure evil. This is right up there with going into a woman's house and cutting up all her wigs hours before she has a job interview or something really important to do. Okay, now we was talking about the no cash bail system that Illinois is eliminating, and states like New Jersey have already eliminated the no cash bail. And we were talking about how it's up to the judge, and the judge has the latitude to hold you based on whether or not he thinks you will reoffend or if you're a flight risk. This guy right here would definitely reoffend, because this is just as bad as physical violence, maybe worse, because the premeditated evil of it all. To say I'm gonna go to my ex's house and dump out the ashes of her dead child, oh, you're dealing with a lack of empathy that guarantees to reoffend. Now, thank God the victim and her children weren't home at the time of the alleged break-in, because then I think it would have definitely become physical violence. When you are willing to hurt someone in that way, emotionally and mentally, by throwing their kids' ashes away, oh, you capable of a different level of violence, if you ask me. Okay, folks like this have to be monitored, because these are the types of people who sit at home and come up with a bunch of different ways to attempt to ruin you. Not just ruin you, they want to break your soul. Okay, this is the kind of energy Beyonce was talking about. She wrote the record for humans like this. Okay, see, Joseph only dated the woman for several months. The ashes of the child was not a child that he shared with the woman. Therefore, that means at some point, y'all had a conversation about that urn, and she told you how much those ashes meant to her. And being drunk is not an excuse, because a drunk person speaks a sober mind, and actions speak louder than any words that could come out of your mouth. You knew exactly what to do to hurt that woman's heart. You knew exactly what nerve to strike, because she told you, and you used her vulnerability against her. This is why people don't want to share their vulnerabilities with anybody but their therapist, because folks oftentimes will throw it back in your face and use it against you. Please give Joseph Oberlies the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day. Ooh-hoo. You are the donkey of the day.
That woman churning in her errand, and you just going to throw it out. Shame on you, Joseph.
All right. Just quick question. Just want to play a game?
You want to play a game?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we can play a game of Guess What Race It Is!
All right, let's do this.
Joseph, I didn't hit my intro. Where's the intro?
It's on.
It's on? Okay. Yeah. Joseph Orley, 33 years old, from the beautiful state of South Carolina, got mad at an ex-girlfriend, went into her house, and threw out the ashes of her dead child. That's right, threw out the churn in the urn. Guess what race it is?
Who you want to start, me or ye?
Go ahead, Angela Yee.
I want to hear Envy first. White. I feel like we always Envy. Start me.
What'd you say?
I said white.
Why do you think it's
I just don't think black people gonna play with the dead like that. We ain't gonna take somebody's urn and throw it in the trash.
Really? The generation that smokes on such and such packs? Really? You don't think they'll play with the dead like that? The generation that puts it in songs?
Yeah, but they don't really smoke it though. They just say that.
Man, shut up. People say it.
They're not gonna put no ashes in no weed and smoke it, bro. They just say that.
They're trying to break in the graves to tear up corpses now. That's what these niggas doing. Anyway, Joseph Orley, 33 years old, hailing from the beautiful state of South Carolina, got mad at an ex and threw out the ashes of her dead child. That's right. He threw out the churn in the urn. Angela Yee.
Guess what race it is?
What's his last name again?
Orley.
Orley?
Overly.
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 Overly. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say, that's a tough one, man. South Carolina?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. What part?
I don't know what part.
Low country, Mount Pleasant.
Like you know what part South Carolina. Know, you've been there before. You've been hanging
just
around.
Just trying to ask questions.
Pick one.
What was her name?
Oh, come on, Yeezy.
They didn't say her name.
White.
Why do you say white, Yeezy?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I have no idea.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, both of y'all are correct. Joseph Oberly is Caucasian.
I knew it.
Threw that lady churn in her urn out. He's Caucasian.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today. Let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. That's something, that's probably one of the worst things you can do to an ex, right?
Yeah, I mean, it makes you think, right? Like, what's the worst thing you could do to hurt your ex emotionally? Like, what's one of the worst things that you could do?
Okay.
You know?
800-585-1051. I know for you, Charlamagne, I know somebody said that you had a small pee-pee, right? Did that hurt you emotionally?
No, it didn't hurt me at all. I gave an example of a saying that, you know, imagine you cut up, you know, your woman's wigs hours before she has a job interview. Or something really important to do. Like, that's an emotional hurt right there. You know? Those type of things.
Just dumb and expensive. All right, but let's talk about it. 800-585-1051. Call us up right now. What's the worst thing you did to an ex to hurt her emotionally?
Or him.
It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. We are The Breakfast Club. If you just joined us, Charlamagne gave donkey today to a gentleman for doing what, Charlamagne?
His name is Joseph Oberly. Oberly's. He's from South Carolina, I think Mount Pleasant. He got arrested. He got arrested because he decided to break into his ex-girlfriend's house and destroy the human remains of her deceased child.
All right. So we're asking, what's the craziest thing you did to an ex that emotionally hurt him or her? All right.
Just now, emotionally.
What about you, Yee?
You know, I'm not a very vindictive person, but I did at one time throw my ex-boyfriend's PlayStation out the window. It really hurt him.
No, I think what hurt your ex worse was probably when you left him when you went to the game and he was up at the 300 spot and you left him and went courtside.
First of all, he had box seats. Second of all, that was not my boyfriend.
That was your boyfriend.
No, it wasn't.
And you left him.
I would tell you if it wasn't, that was not my boyfriend.
You went courtside and you left him up there and you went courtside. That probably mostly hurt him.
Yeah, he's fine.
He was fine. Charlamagne.
I don't have exes, sir. I've been with the same woman for 24 years. Okay. And anything that I did emotionally in that way, I didn't mean to do intentionally. Like, I'm not that type of person. Like, you know, you hear the stories about, like, Left Eye, God Bless the Dead, you know, setting the clothes on fire, or, you know, this dude who threw the urn out with ashes in it, or, you know, you watch, didn't Angela Bassett blow up a car or something and wait?
She set all his clothes on fire and put it in the car. And yeah. That was amazing.
Yeah, I've never done anything like that.
Okay. Well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's going on, man? My name is Mike.
Mike, man, what happened to you? What happened to you, Mike?
So I was in a four-year relationship with a girl, and I came out to her, and she didn't take it well. So she wrote the F word on my car with lipstick in big letters. So a little bit, you know, following that, I kind of hooked up with a dad.
You hooked up her dad?
You smashed her dad.
What kind of father would do that to their daughter?
You smashed the dad.
It wasn't planned. Like, I came out to her and her parents. The parents took it well, and the father reached out to me later.
Well, the daddy just had to make sure. Daddy had to make sure that you were telling the truth.
I have absolutely no idea, but, like, that was just karma taking care of itself for me. It was
that is not karma.
Why is that karma? Yeah, please.
Because it was indirected. I didn't look for it. I wasn't asking for it. She just wanted to be bitter about it, and I didn't react to it. But the father, reached out to me, and we always had a great relationship and friendship and all that stuff. And with that one thing, so it wasn't actually like an act of revenge.
But you hurt her, so it wouldn't be karma to her. Like, you act like sleeping with her dad is going to hurt her feelings.
She hurt me. I hurt her a little bit. But, like, you know, does she know? Maybe she does now. Whoops. Sorry, Gina.
How was it?
How was the dad?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She is awesome. I'm still friends with him now.
Who's better in bed, the dad or the daughter?
The father was cool. I had more fun. Not going to lie.
Did the father smash you, too?
Like. Yeah.
Did the father smash you, too?
I'm not going to get into details with you guys.
Oh, now you don't want to get into details. Now you don't want to tell us.
That story turned in beyond. He want to hear more.
Envy want to do a menage.
that story turned in beyond, so he wants to hear more. Tell him more.
Why y'all always go there?
You ask all details.
I'm a journalist. I'm just asking questions.
What it feel like?
Hello, who's this?
A germ or what?
A germaphobe.
What's your name, mama?
Jamaica.
Your name is Jamaica.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Jamaica. J-A-M. All right, go ahead. So what happened with you, mama?
You spell it just like you spell a country. J-A-M-A-I-C-A.
This is the song.
J-A-M.
Jamaica. Go ahead. What's your story, mama?
Okay, so my story is I had an ex that was like, he thought he was super duper fine, had long dreadlocks, and those dreadlocks was everything for him. I found out he was cheating, and I got to snatching dreads, and he had to cut all his hair off.
Wow.
That's evil.
You ripped dreads out of his head?
Yeah, that's foul. You should go to jail for that.
I was so angry. Like, this was my husband, y'all. Like, you don't know. I was upset.
Now, what if he'd have set all your wigs on fire?
He knew not to play with me.
Oh, but you play with him?
You play with him, but he can't play with you.
That's painful. Huh? I mean, have you ever been so angry that you just react in the moment? You know what I'm saying?
Are y'all still together?
We've been separated for 2.5 years, but we haven't divorced yet.
Mm. Oh, well, may somebody set all your wigs on fire one day so you know that pain.
Jeez.
Don't do me like that, Charlamagne.
Okay, send me the emotion. Energy. That's right. He was just in emotion. I get it.
All right. Have a good one.
You too.
Just a quick question. How long did it take him to grow those dreads? Oh, she hung up. All right, 800-585-1051. We're asking, what did you do to an ex that hurt them emotionally? That's what we're asking. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. I know in there.
I'm in. Call me.
Add your opinions to The Breakfast Club topic.
Come on.
800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha Guy. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just join us, Charlamagne gave Donkey of the Day to a gentleman who did what?
His name is Joseph Oberly. He's from South Carolina. He took his ex-girlfriend's urn. It was an urn full of her churn's ashes and threw it in the trash.
All right. So we're asking 800-585-1051. What's the craziest thing you did to an ex to hurt them emotionally, all right? Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Alice.
Hey, Alice, what's the craziest thing you did to an ex?
So basically, I built him up and then I broke him down. So when I got with him, like when we got into our first apartment, you know how men do, like they got like one fork, one spoon, all this little stuff. But he had like a futon in the living room from his college years, and it was like given to him and stuff. So basically, I'm like, you know what? Home is home. You know, you got to feel good at home. You got to get everything together because this is my home too at this point. You know, so, you know, I did work with him and I did some stuff, but the majority of it he took care of. So he got everything together. And we did have a little rough patch. So we had kind of like broken up. Well, not broken up. I came back home. And, like, he had got everything together, you know, in the attempts to get me back. So he had got everything all set up. And it was a beautiful place. I'm like, you know, he was telling me every time I come in, it feels good. I'm so happy that you, you know, encouraged me to do this. And, you know, this was a big step. And this is something that I would have never thought of. And I'm like, you know, bet. And everything was, you know, I'm ready to, you know, get back in a relationship. But he got back on the old stuff. And he had put his hands on me. So, yikes. You know, no. I went ahead and I made sure that he would never feel comfortable in that place again.
Wow.
I busted TVs. I ruined the mattress. That pillow top. Oh, I cut it all up. I wanted to make sure it wasn't a spot that he could get comfortable on. I didn't bleach all the stuff. So, yeah, I didn't take all the money that he hustled for because at the end of the day, you don't put your hands on me. You don't put your hands
at
on me.
At all, period.
And, Exactly. I don't care who it is. And don't nobody deserve to be hit on or beat on at all. Mm-mm. So, yeah, that's what I did. I built him up and I broke him down. All his colognes, oh, he loves smelling good. Because, listen, Ulta, he didn't know nothing about Ulta. You know, these dudes don't be knowing nothing. You be having to put them on. And I done put them on. He don't know Ulta. Like, oh, they got this. They got this. They got Gucci this. They got this. Mm-hmm. And he buying them up. And he was just so proud. He's like, ooh, I be smelling good. He's like, he's probably going to think I'm, you know, he was just smelling good.
All right.
Threw that out, and the garbage came the next day, so it wasn't even no picking it Mama, out. Sorry, Mama. And that's where I was.
She wanted to get it off her chest.
She spoke for two minutes and 45 seconds straight.
Yeah, you need to go see a therapist, Queen.
Yeah, good. Like,
I can hear this trauma. I can hear you reliving this trauma as you tell this story. You got to go sit down and talk
to
somebody.
We here for you.
Goodness.
Get this out of you.
Gracious. Hello, who's this?
Erica.
Hey, what did you do to your ex?
I messed around with his best homie.
Ooh, now, y'all going too far now.
No. Okay, listen. At the time, I wasn't old enough to go out to bars and stuff. And he was. So the next day, a woman was calling his number talking about he bought me pizza. He ate my, you know what, this, that, and the third. So
his
I was
pizza?
Like, okay, so, so I around with his... You know, his Whoa. Best friend, and I told him about it.
Sheesh, guys.
Okay, and then what happened? How did he respond?
He wanted to beat my ass, but he didn't. And he was like, you know, I didn't do this and that. The girl's lying. Mm. But, yeah.
I mean, that is something you should prove wholeheartedly before you decide to go pop that pizza for, you know, his man, his best friend.
Yeah.
Where y'all from?
London,
Alabama.
North Carolina. Mm.
Okay, North Carolina. All right.
Okay.
Well, have a good day, man.
Okay, thank you.
Lord have mercy.
Goodness gracious. What's the moral of the story, if there's a moral?
I don't know what the moral is. y'all are some emotional terrorists. That's the moral of the story. Mm-mm. Jesus.
All right. Well, we got rumors on the way.
Yes, and we'll be talking about Nicki Minaj. She has a new single coming out on Friday. But in the meantime, she put out a new song, that remix of Super Freaky Girl.
All right. We'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip.
Gossip.
The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
All right. Well, Neo has filed a motion, according to Radar Online, to ask a judge to find his estranged wife in contempt of court. So that is Crystal Renee, and he's saying that she's broken their court agreement not to harass one another as the divorce settlement negotiations proceed. So she's asking for child and spousal support, and she also has served him with divorce papers back in July. Mm-hmm. Remember, she had posted 8 years of lies and deceptions, 8 years of unknowingly sharing my life and husband with numerous women. And so, you know, now he's saying that he is uncomfortable with her alleged sympathy-seeking media performance. And also saying that he has lost approximately $400,000 in wages associated with public appearances, professional bookings, and promotional efforts related to the promotion of his new musical project. So he wants her to remove all social media posts regarding him and their marriage and ban her from speaking on matters in the future. I saw she took that stuff down, too.
Oh, okay.
So, not sure.
I mean, they don't want their kids to see. How old are their kids?
Yeah, but what if it's true?
But you still don't want your kids to see that. Well, my kids. I wouldn't want my kids to see it. That's something I deal with my wife, and I'm sure my wife would deal with me. I wouldn't want my kids to see that stuff.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of little things floating around there. So, all right. And Ricky Martin is facing new sexual assault claims. A complaint was filed against him. And this is all after he sued his nephew for the allegations against him previously, but they said this new complaint was filed Friday in San Juan. The person who made the allegations was not known, but they're saying, according to AP, that it was Martin's nephew who made the filing. So they said the claims are wildly offensive and completely untethered from reality. So that's the statement that Ricky Martin's attorney, they said when this man previously made similar allegations, his legal case had to be withdrawn, not least because he himself admitted under oath that Ricky Martin had never assaulted him in any way. So now after being sued for trying to extort Ricky Martin, he is attempting to spread his lies again.
So his nephew's getting sued for extortion, but then his nephew filed another suit.
Mm-hmm.
But did the nephew file the suit as him or as somebody else?
They're not saying who it is, but Associated Press is saying it's his nephew again. So
that's ridiculous.
And he had already said that it wasn't true, but now he's suing again.
I don't know if Ricky can double sue him, but I'm sure they're gonna definitely press gas on that lawsuit now.
Because Ricky Martin recently sued his nephew for $20 million for trying to assassinate his reputation. All right, now Nicki Minaj has announced a new song, "Love in the Way," with Blue, and that's going to be coming out September 16th. She wrote it on Instagram, and there's a picture of the two of them as well. In addition to that, "Super Freaky Girl," the Queen mix, actually came out on Friday. And that lineup includes JT, Bia, Katie Got Bands, Akbar V, and Malibu Mitch. I saw there was a lot of stuff going on online after all of this came out. So, listen, all I know is it was a lot of back and forth with a lot of different people. I don't know who's trying to sub who or who was saying what to who, but the song is out. And Sauce Waka is saying that somebody lost their life trying to rob him for his jewelry. He went on social media and addressed the incident. Here's what he had to say.
Being a rapper is one of the most dangerous jobs in America, and there's a lot of young men out here that want to do this, but don't know everything that come with it. So unfortunately, tonight somebody lost their life for doing something stupid. And I don't know how it happened or what was going on, but I really would like all the young black men around here to learn before all the tabloids and the bullshit and the fake stories get out there. I want y'all to learn from this experience. And I'm still standing here 10 toes down, all my jewelry and everything that I worked hard for. I don't want you to go through these dumb situations for doing something stupid that somebody taught you or led you to do, that you can go be a king, you can go be LeBron James, you can go be a lawyer, you can go be Sauce Walker. But understand this, but being just right here,
you
live better.
Yeah, they're saying the gentleman that actually was killed
was in the wrong place at the wrong time and had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, it had nothing to do with that, yeah. But they said maybe the guy tried to rob him as well, but a brother lost his life. So definitely rest in peace and condolences to that gentleman's family, you know?
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, when we come back, we're going to be hooking somebody up with their daily bread. Some money. So we'll do that when we come back. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hey, what's your name, bro?
You better act like you want this money.
Oh, Davis.
You want this money or not, Carl?
Yeah, definitely.
You acting like you not concerned.
Nah, I ain't know if y'all talking to me or not.
We talking to you. You said you need a family vacation. You stressed out right now. You know, New Jersey about to get hit with that cold weather.
You so acting you real vacation. Nonchalant right now. Like, I'm good.
Nah. I'm just surprised.
Yeah, we about to pull up in Bloomfield in New Jersey and come take this money from you if you don't want it.
Nah, I live in East Orange. You got to relocate.
Andy, did you just threaten to rob this man? Did you threaten to rob him just now?
Maybe.
Yeah, that's awful.
He don't sound hype enough. Well, Cole, we gonna hook you up with that money, bro.
All right.
$1,000. So now it's just a hype?
Come on, man. I need you to get a little more hype than this.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Cole, now, I better not see you at Little Tijuana's this weekend. I better not see you at the strip club.
Why?
I better not see you. No, because he's supposed to take his family.
He can do whatever he wants with his money. Where y'all going
to
go?
No, he can't.
I don't know. I wanted to go to Jamaica next year.
Okay. All right, we can do Jamaica.
You think you can do that and buy some bottles in the club this weekend?
No.
Nah, I don't do that.
There you go. All right, man. You got to shout your family out. Shout your wife and your kids out, brother.
I ain't got no kids, but my wife is Tasha David. She at work right now. Baby, I love you.
There
I'll
you
see
go.
You when you get home.
All right, brother. Well, enjoy it. And if you want to get hooked up with some bread, you can just hit up the website, breakfastclubonline.com. And shout out to our friends at U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Cole, enjoy the money, brother.
Thank you, bro.
All right, now keep a lot of positive notes on the way. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. I want to say shout out to Rick Michaels. He's doing his comedy music show this Sunday. It's going to be perfect for date night, September 18th. If you want to see dope comedy and musicians, I know Trey Songz is performing, August Alsina, Jacquees. Who else? Mario. I know DC Young Fly is performing, Pretty V. And a host of others. It's going to be a great date night this Sunday, September 18th, out in Long Island. Can't
Sounds
wait to
like
see
a
you
time.
Guys.
Yeah. And shout out to everybody at Afropunk in Essence. You know, they had the big Afropunk festival in Brooklyn. I know it travels all around.
Mm-hmm.
But Burna Boy was closing it out last night.
I
so
heard.
I know in the rain, everybody was out there. I actually was going to take my guy's order, but she was online to get a Telfar bag all day. Telfar did like a pop-up. Because it's Fashion Week. And when I tell you, she was online until 7:30 and then they shut it down.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
What's the point of being your goddaughter if my godmama is Angela Yee, who knows the owner of Telfar, but I got to sit online all day to get my own
she
back?
She didn't tell me she was going. She hit me while she was online. I had no idea she was going.
You didn't say, hey, I know the owner. I got you.
Well, I also don't like to assume that I'm going to get her. She was there online already.
She want to ask without you know, being certain.
Yeah, I wouldn't tell her get off the line because that was not.
I need a better godmama.
She didn't tell me in advance that's what she wanted to do, but you know.
I need a godmama with some juice.
And Christmas is coming up, so we're going to have to get some Telfair bags for the whole family, so you can't use that favor yet.
Yeah, and I also like to support these black-owned brands, too. I don't want to just be like, give me you this, give me that. Let me skip everything.
She can still pay for it. You just jumped the line. That's all.
Yeah, but no, but shout out to Kaya. Huh?
You do it all the time.
Jump the line?
Yeah.
Listen, she did not give me no heads up. She sent me a picture while she was online. Like, I'm running late. I've been on this line since, you know, this morning. She didn't tell me.
Yeah, and I'm not getting off the line either. I'm already been out here 6 hours. I ain't getting off this line.
And I think that's so she didn't.
Shut up.
She didn't call me and be like, Angela, can you hook me up? She went and did it on her own. So.
Yeah,
that's what I would have did too.
And Charlamagne, you're right. Yes, I would never. I'd be like,
I know you wouldn't. Y'all up here lying. I said if I'm her
goddaughter, I wouldn't get off that line. Rashawn Casey wouldn't be on the line.
Right. I wasn't going to tell her, girl, get off the line because she could have had the opportunity to get the bags.
Well, we got a positive note.
Yes, the positive. Well, first of all, I want to tell everybody, thank you for watching Hell of a Week last week on Comedy Central. Make sure you stream it on Paramount Plus. The latest episode is on Paramount Plus right now. You can stream it at your pleasure whenever you choose. But the positive note is simply this: vulnerability sounds like truth and feels like courage. Truth and courage aren't always comfortable, but they're never weaknesses. Remember that on this fine Monday.
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Y'all finished or y'all done?
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20. Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.